Economics Professor Abraham Matoch, who is also Vice Chancellor at the Dr. John Garang Memorial University of Science and Technology in Bor, says South Sudan should drop the free market system and adopt a developmental state economic system that is market friendly but also allows the government to control prices, the black market foreign exchange rate, and the flow of currency in South Sudan.
There's no room a new country wishing to construct, rehabilitate, and reconstruct to move immediately into free market economic level, which is more or less a capitalist. And therefore, I, for one, encourage having a developmental state economic system, because we cannot apply a capitalist economic system in a developing country.
A developmental state economic system is a system under which the state has more independent political power and more control over the economy. It embodies strong state intervention as well as extensive regulation and planning. Matoch says adopting such a system will help the government intervene and stabilize exchange rates and control prices in the country. He says capitalism creates a class of the rich who are few and a class of the poor who are many. He says it also creates high unemployment because foreign investors are reluctant to invest in a country with uncertain exchange rates. Matoch says South Sudan's economy is still developing, and that's why speculators are able to manipulate the foreign exchange rates to their advantage. Although the central bank has regulations in place, those regulations are not followed, he says.
If the commercial banks and the forex go and abuse the exchange rate to keep bulk of the money or the dollars with them for black marketing, that will affect the economy. And this is exactly what has actually happened. So people put it for lightly that it is an inflation, but it is not inflation.
Professor Matoch says the activities of commercial banks is not the only factor affecting the country's economy. Since international NGOs and UN agencies pay their employees in dollars, he says it inflates the market and weakens the South Sudanese pound against the dollar.
The international bodies are a part of it, whether they are international NGOs or UN agents, because they don't open accounts with the central bank and they keep their money abroad, either in Kenya or Uganda, and they bring it in suitcases when it is time to pay their staff.
A week ago, President Salva Kiir fired Finance Minister Salvatore Garang, Acting Commissioner of the National Revenue Authority Erjok Bullen, and head of the Nile Petroleum Corporation, Choldeng Thon Abel. But Ahmed Morjan, an economics lecturer at the University of Juba, says the country's economic problems are political, not economic.
An economy that produces almost goods and services needs to have proper peace and security, whereby people will begin to produce import substitution goods and will lessen dependence on imports. And if this is done, we expect the country at least to have proper reserves from the oil money that comes in, the reserves of hard currency. But this has never happened, and people are not able to produce, whether for themselves or surpluses for export.
Morjan says one of many tasks facing new finance minister Athian Ding Athian and his administration is to reduce rampant government corruption in the country.
Administratively, if they can work to lessen corruption, there should be some little improvement internally, especially now that government sometimes is not able to pay its workers wages and salaries for the employees. What the new minister could do would be at least to fight corruption, reduce corruption, so that the non-oil revenue part of it can be used prudently to settle internal government obligations.
Morjan says even though President Kiir has fired 8 finance ministers, the country's economic problems are far from over. He says the government must enact procedures to minimize corruption, improve security, and maintain peace. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.